You know, on things like just salt, pepper, one thing that makes a call, one person should use more drugs on this.
We don't.
You see, people I called them earlier, they have mirrored the information about backgrounds of the shooter.
You may want to, at some point, Mr. Rose, we tried to get Rose to seesaw, but
she did.
Yes, sir. And it's a kind of delicate thing. It's something that you may want to...
I could write down how you go about it.
Well, through a number of different ways.
Well, I just asked her about what you said. I did ask her. Maybe she... Why didn't she do it? But how did you, in your different ways, did you ask her to ask me?
Well...
You don't have to do it through an underling. You know, she won't do it, but how did it go? I'd like to know. Our arrangement.
I think Jerry did talk to her about it. But I didn't talk to her direct, and maybe that's the problem.
That's an issue.
Yeah. Right.
Remember, you've got some of that saying wrong. You just got to figure, you know, the women issue, or they have to be asked right directly. You can't have it done through second. Not that she shouldn't take it from Jerry. But that would be very good.
I'll have her still something out. I'll talk to Rose.
Yeah, you could say
so we were talking about it.
I don't
want to be critical of Rose. I
understand that entirely. We're not going to be critical at all. We just want to be sure that
right.
She knows that I have seen him, and I think that she can fill in some part of that. And I think it's about if we get him in, that we'll make it relatively brief. And I decided I would not do the walking around.
All right,
fine. Get the little business. Just have him come in here. Or is he told that I would take him out?
No, he's
honest. I don't mind his going over and seeing him. He'll be office order if you might show him.
Right. We had previously shown him the EOB.
Yeah.
Yes.
So finally,
and we also took him over when you were out to show him the Lincoln sitting room.
You seen that?
So he said,
yeah,
so that's covered. I think.
Well, let him, I mean, take a picture then. Yeah.
I think maybe.
What do we want to cover then?
You see, he's out. I've read his piece of what you did before. Again, he's out after more mood and color and. You know, the decision making, not the process, but he's inclined to say, what are where have you made your very tough decisions? And of course, you, that type of thing. What did you think what was your feeling on election day? Now, I can pull him away from that if you don't want to get into that, but that's the type of thing he's interested in, you know. I've heard you talk about that before, for example, over at the California thing at the Blair House. So I'm pulling away from that if you would like.
Well, just so we make it sort of as a 2000. I don't want to go more than 20 minutes or something.
He's thanks to
you. Sorry, he's thanks to you. Just so you get a quick view of the picture. Get out here and kind of see. Show us the day.
Right.
You would sort of just walk by and take over to see Rose for a few minutes.
I'll go see Rose right now.
And tell him after I see him, you just walk right in there with him. I order to follow where you go.
I'll go talk to Rose right now.
Right. Tell him that we've checked this salt kind of thing on the boundaries. Very frankly, but
right.
After I see him, it'll be about 3:23, or either. About 3:30, if you could get her money, that's the kind of color that she wanted.
Now, on the picture thing, we'll do a picture with you and Saul here. What do you think about it? It's old Henry Burroughs, who's a good guy. As
sure.
Long as we're doing this,
sure.
What about letting Henry, you're leaving at 4:30.
Yeah.
Why don't I just keep Henry around?
Yeah.
And let him, I'll go over all the pictures and make sure there's no awkward.
Henry Burroughs.
Let him have something of you walking out of here.
With that?
No, just with you alone.
I don't care.
Just have him get something of you walking up there and maybe down. You know, just some shots walking over to the helicopter. Which add a little extra touch to it. And don't worry about how you walk with
I don't care. I won't show it anyway. I can walk it just going up and down.
But if it gives AP something a little additional.
Sure. So we'll let Henry shoot a few shots.
Right. And then I'll go over with him you don't have, in other words, what I'm saying, you don't have to pose for him.
I
don't be candid.
I don't care about the photographers. I think that we can get it somewhere. life, you got to have a certain control of how the AP is going to do you. Right. So you have to be back.
And we're not talking about a cover area. We're just talking about...
I think I lost my degree today.
Good. No problem.
But all the...
They didn't even come on the spot.
I'm actually hard.
They did ask a question about whether or not there was a division between you and Henry, and I was able to hit that.
Did Sullivan do a reading?
He's going to do it at 4, and I've talked to Sullivan this afternoon.
Right.
He seems to be all primed on the attitude thing. I've talked to him about the POW thing. And he said the only problem with that is that that gets a little bit into the negotiations itself. I said, well, I think you're subtle enough that you can work around that, Mr. Baxter, to get the point out, so I think he will.
Off we go. Okay, it's a good thing to sell. I've got to make a lot of losing. You know, the back of the loss of planes, as I told him, you're going to lose 2 or 3 a day. So you're going to lose them. That's all.
When you run 100 planes up there, it's not...
They're going to hit something.
The heat, Mr. President, is not there in this briefing room, and I don't know what that reflects. But I should remember going back to some of the...
Well, you see, Ken Bowie was an invasion involving America. Maybe it was a shocker. They didn't expect it from the sun and everything coming up. But here, the very fact that we rejected him was why I said, my government on us, negotiations broke down, and the war is not resumed. We didn't do it that way.
Right.
It isn't also like Laos. Laos was also an all-American picture of people even coming out,
right,
and all that crap. This isn't going to be about that defeat. We're bombing the bastards and we're ready to talk. And we've been bombing before. We're just doing more. I think that is the difference, isn't it?
I very much think so.
People are disappointed that and suddenly they didn't come on. But on the other hand, as far as the increase in bombing are concerned, I think they make it. You make the point. I guess most of it. They think we're all ready to bomb.
Right.
But they're right. And you've been hitting that point, too, I'm sure that it's a...
Continuation of May.
But when I say there is something new, that there's nothing.